I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From Eric Rupner, the CEO side, and he's joining us right now in our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline as we get very close to spring training, the start of the season, Fan Fest. Just over a week away. Eric, good to see you on this January day.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Geez, I don't know what's happening.
It's Friday. Sorry, Eric. Sorry.
Everyone's losing it in here.
It's good to be with you guys.
Yeah. There we go. That's
fine. You don't have to lie to us.
That's fine.
Well, I know where your office is. I've seen it. It's at Petco Park, Eric. You've got guys there right now throwing, working out. A certain young superstar was down in the cage taking some hacks yesterday. I got to imagine, you know, yes, you're in your office fielding calls and firing off emails and everything else, but have you wandered down to the rail to look down a little bit and watch what the guys are doing?
I have. It's been great. You know, we've had a lot of guys in town getting work in, both throwing and hitting, working with our coaches. Bob's been there. Ruben's been there. And, you know, the clubhouse is starting to come alive, and the preview of what's to come this season, you know, an unprecedented season, I believe, in franchise history in terms of expectations, you know, reasonably so going into this year with the roster we have. And so just excited to get through the WBC, have everybody healthy, and get the season started.
Bit of a white knuckler, though, for you and AJ and Peter. And let's be honest, for the fans, too. I mean, it's really exciting baseball. We all love it. I'll be watching every game. But I'll be a little bit on the edge of my seat. And I'm sure that's just a natural feeling to watching, you know, superstars out there playing hard, too. They don't pull back in these games.
No, they don't. I mean, it certainly is, you know, beneficial from the perspective of, you know, getting guys ready to go, playing at a high level, competitive baseball, playing for their country, which oftentimes is, you know, just as important for them as playing for a World Series championship, just because of the pride that so many players take in, you know, where they're from and representing their home country. So it's great. It should be really good baseball. You know, there's a lot of Padres players on different rosters. I think, you know, a few of our pitchers pulled back and are not participating, although initially, you know, they mentioned that they would. So, you know, it's great. It's good for the sport of baseball, especially internationally. And we definitely support it, but it comes with some additional measure of risk that you certainly don't have in a non-WBC year.
So, Eric, you know, if you're a sports fan, you probably hear the stories about the Green Bay Packers and their decades-long season ticket waiting list. Like, you get on the waiting list and you pass that down to your kids, who pass it down to their grandkids as they hope to wait to get a chance to buy season tickets. But I never thought that I would be a San Diego Padres fan looking at a season ticket waiting list, but that's what you guys are going to be starting here in a couple of weeks. Tell me about just kind of that decision and what went into the thought process of capping season ticket sales here this offseason.
Yeah, what a time to be alive, huh? It's pretty amazing here in San Diego in this market. Certainly something that has not happened before. And it's really about maintaining access for all Padres fans to be able to come out at some point this coming season and enjoy watching this team, enjoy being at Petco Park and cheering for the Padres. So, you know, we anticipate we're going to end up probably somewhere around 24,000 season ticket memberships. You know, full season equivalent. So every game, you know, there'll be 24,000 seats that are already sold. And it sounds like we would still have a lot of tickets left. And when you start to cut into that between, you know, different plan types, when people might be at the same game, when you have community groups that come out and big blocks of tickets, and then just frankly wanting to have single game tickets available for fans that may not be able to afford or may not be able to commit to a full plan, half season, full season. You know, we felt like that was a good level to cap it at, start a wait list. We'll be sharing the details on that. And, you know, it's still great to be a season ticket member. Wait list will have some of those benefits, but not nearly as much as season ticket members have. And, you know, it really rewards those that have been with us and with us through some lean years into the time that we're in now. You know, they'll continue to get the top priority when it comes to playoff tickets and seating location. And so it's great to have that level of demand. I think it's an unprecedented season. I can't wait for single game tickets to go on sale on the 7th, especially with our new promo item calendar that we released the other day. I think it's the best we've ever had. And all the way around, just a tremendous amount of excitement coming into the season for Padres fans.
Honestly, it was a day that I dreaded every year just from the complaints that would come in on Twitter. Eric, and I didn't see any of that yesterday, and I was really quite refreshing, to be honest with you. And I thought you guys did a great job with all your promo items. My kids are elated. My wife is elated. Everybody in my family's elated. I did want to ask you, though, I mean, one of the challenges that baseball, not just with the Padres, but baseball in general has faced is getting eyes and ears sometimes on the product. And the report came out the other day about Diamond Sports Group, that they're facing imminent bankruptcy. So every year around this time, too, it feels like there's this panic of, oh, no, I got to watch my favorite team, right? And I think the Padres have done a great job with their TV broadcast crew, with their radio broadcast crew, et cetera. They do a good job at covering all that. But any concern from you about people being able to get their eyes on the product this year?
Yeah, look, it's a great question. We're certainly navigating a period of uncertainty right now when it comes to our rights partner because of the, you know, the condition of their business.
Sure.
It's important, I think, for fans to know that Major League Baseball is really taking the lead on this. We're certainly in touch on a daily basis with Major League Baseball, but this impacts more than just the Padres. There's 14 different Major League Baseball teams that have Diamond Sports Group as their partner with their RSN. And so, you know, I'm confident that Major League Baseball is going to make sure that our games are broadcast continuously throughout the season, regardless of, you know, how this all turns out. And I actually think long-term, intermediate to long-term, this actually is going to be a really good development for the game, because I think it will eventually lead us to games being available streaming in market without blackouts. And when that happens, you know, for the first time, Padres fans will have, you know, complete access to Padres games, regardless of whether they have a particular cable provider or satellite provider, or, you know, if they're trying to work through a streaming service. I think eventually we're going to end up with a D2C streaming option that's not blacked out in market. And I think that'll be a really great thing for Padres fans.
But at this point, even though I saw some reports about a Bally, like some subscription stream where people who don't have, you know, a cable or satellite package that they might be able to stream that, we don't know when that's happening or at least when it might be coming to San Diego yet.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's not currently something that our rights holder in San Diego has, those digital rights to stream as an authenticated subscriber. So if you're subscribed to one of the several options that you can subscribe to watch Padres games, then there are streaming options off of that. But it's because you're already a cable subscriber, satellite subscriber, that allows you to access that. Obviously, there's MLB TV, and that's a great streaming product. The problem has always been, if you're in Ziggo, Padres games are blacked out. Certainly causes you to scratch your head. I don't entirely know how we ended up there as an industry, but it's where we are. And, you know, that's not great, right? You'd want, ideally, your consumers, your customers, your fans to be able to watch your product anytime, anywhere, with as little, you know, barrier to doing that as possible. And that's not the way that traditionally baseball games have worked. And so I think what I'm saying is that I can't tell you the exact timeline to get to what I call ubiquitous distribution, where a Padres fan can watch a Padres game through a lot of different platforms, including a direct-to-consumer streaming option without a local market blackout. But I do think eventually we're going to get there, and I certainly hope we get there sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I think as we all do as well. Talking to Padres CEO Eric Grubner, pretty cool Fan Fest going to be next weekend. We're going to be broadcasting live out there, a lot of the guys from our station. Really looking forward to that. It's going to be a blast. The superstars are going to be there. They're going to be rolling in. How did you guys make this happen? Because, you know, I'm looking around, and I want to name names, but I'm looking around at other Fan Fests, and I'm seeing, you know, they're big leaguers, but they're certainly not the caliber of big leaguers that we're getting at Petco Park on Fan Fest.
The team has like four superstars. You maybe hope for one.
Hope for one. And it feels like, you know, we've got all the big guns coming out for this one, Eric.
Yeah, I really can't. I mean, look, it all starts first with the roster that we have that AJ's put together. You know, we've got star power up and down this roster, established big league stars, and they're all fully engaged and as excited about this season as our fan base is. So it's just a really great moment in time, I think, for Padres fans this year with Fan Fest, that all of these players are choosing, many of them, to fly to San Diego. We're going to be spending some time in the community the day before Fan Fest, going out to visit some schools with these players, going out to visit different areas in the community, some of our charitable partners. And it's really full participation. I've never seen anything like it before. And I think it reflects how engaged these players are in connecting with fans, connecting with the San Diego community. And ultimately, it's a reflection of their excitement for the season that's coming up. And it's an amazing lineup. I'm excited to be there. I'm excited to meet some of these guys in person for the first time, you know, or just see them interact with each other for the first time. Ha-Seon Kim is an ad. Not easy for him to get to San Diego this time of the year, especially with WBC coming up. He's going to be playing for Korea. So, yeah, I think it reflects a commitment from these players that they want to be here. They want to be with the fans, and they're really excited for the season that's coming up. We've had over 150,000 tickets claimed for Fan Fest. We had to cap it. You know, we anticipate.
Don't all come at once, gonna, please.
Please.
Yeah, we intend. We're kind of working through the logistics of you know, what it might look like. It's always hard to tell exactly how many people are going to show up when, you know, it's a free ticket, but it's certainly going to set a record in Padres Fan Fest history and the level of players, not only current players, but also alumni, you know, great guys like Trevor Hoffman, Hall of Famer, Mark Loretta, Gary Templeton, Andy Ashby are going to be there. So there's going to be something for everybody from the oldest Padres fan to the youngest Padres fan. And I think it's going to be a special day.
Mark Loretta, great guy, not a great fantasy manager.
Correct.
Not at all.
Actually, be allowed in the ballpark as far as that.
He's
mentally checked out. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, group. It's fine.
Well, he went from the penthouse to the you-know-what house.
He did.
He had won it in the summer.
Yeah.
And then he took on Mark Grant as his pitching. There's some discussion that it may have actually been mud that really pushed him into I think 0-for-6 territory.
Yeah, that was mine and Paul's team.
Let me ask you this, Eric, before you go. CEO Eric Grubner of the Padres is with us. Philosophically, I heard for many years, I mean, people loved the promotions the Padres have done for a long time, but I always heard, but you know what? I'd give it all up if we could just see a winning team on the field.
A crazy
roster. That's all I really want. I don't care. I wouldn't care about the bobbleheads. They're nice. They're great. I really just want a winning team. Now you've got potentially the most exciting team in baseball. Was there ever any thought, well, we don't have to try that hard anymore when it comes to the giveaways and the promotions and stuff? People are going to come to see the baseball. That's what it's all about. What was there ever a discussion like that held in, you know, in your offices?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in particular, sort of two aspects of our promotional strategy were discussed, given the increased demand for the Padres and our tickets. You know, over half of our games easily, so the majority of our games are going to be sellouts this year. And we really don't need promotional items from the perspective, at least as much, from the perspective of driving single game ticket purchases. But there's two things that are important to us. Number one, we took the number of promotional items from 35,000 to 40,000, which is an additional cost to us. But, you know, I heard from fans last season that when our attendance had started to kind of really creep up to the point where we had turnstiles above 35,000 regularly, you know, there were fans that were getting there that weren't able to receive the promotional item. And I didn't think that was right. So we're spending the extra money to make sure that 40,000 fans will be able to get the promotional items when they come. And really that, I think, takes me to the larger point, which is it's not just about putting butts in seats. It's about creating a lifetime connection with our fans. And there's no greater opportunity than the one that we have right now to produce high-quality promotional items, get them into the hands of fans that are passionate about the team, and hopefully that's something that my successor and that person's successor will continue to benefit from 20, 30 years from now, when a 10-year-old that came out and got a bobblehead that really captivated them and created a deeper connection to the player and the team is coming as a 40-year-old bringing his or her three children to watch Padres games regularly on the weekends. So we're playing the long game, and we want to show our fans support and love in return for all the support they've given us through years when, yeah, we did need promotional items to get people to come to the ballpark for a lot of games. Now it's not serving that purpose as much as it's serving the purpose of deepening the connection to our fans, letting them know we appreciate them, and hopefully locking in a lifetime relationship with that fan that pays dividends for years to come.
It sounds like great business to me. I mean, I wish more people thought that way, certainly. Just one request. I've seen it on Twitter a few times. I wanted to pass it along. People are requesting some Bruce Bochy-sized hats, some maybe a little bit larger hats than the normal. If there could be like a box at one entrance of some Bochy-esque 8 1/4 is the number I got. I don't know. Don't kill the messenger here. I'm just passing that
along. No, I've had a lot of fun with that one over the last 24 hours, and I love it. And I love our fans. They're so great. And, you know, unfortunately, we're never going to be able to cover the whole spectrum of sizes.
Yes.
And body types and head types out there. We try to cover as much of it as we can. But the feedback's been heard, and we're going to be thinking about the 8 heads out there and trying to find a way to help them out. It's probably not going to come this year because we've already ordered the promotional items, but it's good feedback. And for the larger headed among our fan base, I feel your pain.
Well, Eric, thank you for overcoming my awkward welcome and doing a great interview.
Can we replay that again? Because it was so good.
Thank you again for your time. I'll just give you an awkward goodbye. Thanks, Eric. Thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Thanks, I'll see
man.
You soon.
You too.
Eric Ruppner, CEO of the Padres and our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.